Hello, this is Andrew Middleton here again from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK, and welcome to the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast. This is episode number 9 and is entitled The Flat Classroom. The American educational blogger and podcaster David Warlick published a blog entry on the 10th of April in 2006 on his 2 cents worth blog entitled Flat Classrooms. It discusses the changing role of the teacher from expert to facilitator, and I thought it had as much relevance to higher education, indeed in the UK, as to his initial focus of school-level education in the States. In it, he discusses how the role of the teacher is changing due to the requirements of a rapidly changing world, and a move towards the need for learners who can operate autonomously. In it, he uses a metaphor. He describes the traditional teacher as standing on top of a hill, using gravity to trickle wisdom to the students. He describes that traditional teacher as having a dominant expert role. However, he suggests that the world is becoming flatter, and in today's world, knowledge hierarchies have increasingly been flattened out. The teacher cannot depend upon gravity to develop learning, but needs to use muscle power or find new perpetual motion engines, or you might call them strategies, to support learning. Elsewhere, he has suggested that the teacher these days should not expect to keep up with the students, those multitasking digital natives, as we've come to know them. Teachers are still needed, though, and as before, they are needed to prepare their students for life beyond childhood. Here's an extract from the Connect Learning podcast version of the article that he subsequently released.
What about an education system that is challenged to prepare children for their future, and it's not their father's future anymore? So what about a flat classroom? Traditional education has been an environment of hills. Teachers are elevated by their knowledge and their superior literary skill. The teacher could rely on gravity to support the flow of curriculum down to the learners. But as much as we might like to pretend, we teachers are no longer on top of the hill. The hill is practically gone. As Don Tapscott says in Growing Up Digital, for the first time in history, children are more comfortable, knowledgeable, and literate than their parents about an innovation that is central to our society. In many cases, students communicate more, construct original content more, and more often collaborate virtually with other people than do their teachers. Those teachers who pretend to stand on higher ground appear to many of their students to be standing in quicksand.
Well, thanks to David Warlick for letting me use that extract, and a link to the blog and the podcast from which that was extracted will be provided in the show notes. In Warlick's flat classroom, the teacher recognises that students are curious, self-directed learners, that they have an intrinsic need to communicate and an intrinsic need to influence. They are future-orientated and heritage grounded. On the 11th of April, he posted, "The learning engine," he said, "though, must be fed on the energy of curiosity in order to move. And we should come to agreement that in a flat world where the answers are changing, it's the process of the question that is becoming more important. It's more important how we learn than what we learn." And I think that is something that we are recognizing here in higher education, certainly in the UK. I was talking to a student today who I work with who had just sat an exam, and he told me that he didn't know why he was doing the exam. He was being tested on objective knowledge, on information. And basically, he said the way he works, the way he thinks, is he accesses and gathers information as and when he needs it. What he needs to know and what he should be assessed on is that he understands the best processes of gathering, evaluating, and applying information. That was my feeling. And in order to support students develop those skills, I think we can actually start to look less at knowledge experts and more at people who can facilitate student activity by guiding them through working with the available knowledge around them. Here at Sheffield Hallam University, we are fortunate enough to have several centres for excellence in teaching and learning, including the Learner Autonomy Settle, as they're known in short, Settles. And I thought this metaphor of the flat classroom and the idea of the teacher or the changing to the facilitator would be particularly apt for people involved or interested in what that settle is doing. So this discussion of the changing role of teacher, I think, is something that is interesting and useful, and I'm sure that it will come back to feature on other discussions that take place in this particular podcast. So, as I say, I provide a link to Warlick's blog and podcast in the show notes for this this program. For now, thank you for listening, and goodbye until the next podcast, which will cover the application of digital games for learning in higher education.